Track 9, and now we're back to the news. A routine training exercise between volunteer crews from Tynmouth and Exmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute turned into a real-time rescue on the evening of Wednesday the 30th of July, when a local fishing vessel suffered engine failures off Long Quarry Point. Tynmouth RNLI's Atlantic 85 lifeboat, Claude and Cath, was taking part in a joint exercise with Exmouth's all-weather lifeboat and inshore lifeboat when a distress signal, known as a pan-pan call, was received via VHF radio. The call reported a 24-foot fishing vessel with engine failure. A pan-pan call is an international radio distress signal used in aviation and maritime communication to indicate an urgent situation that is not immediately life-threatening but still requires assistance. Under instruction from Solent Coast Guard, Exmouth ALB sped to the reported location, arriving swiftly on scene, followed by onboard Tynmouth lifeboat. After a thorough assessment, Tynmouth lifeboat established a tow and safely brought the vessel back to its mooring in the Tyne estuary at 8:10 p.m. Exmouth ALB remained on scene throughout to provide additional support if required. Once the tow was completed, Tynmouth lifeboat was recovered, refuelled and made ready for service, with both Exmouth lifeboats returning to their station. Tynmouth RNLI Operations Manager Andy Lilburn said, "This is a perfect example of why we train regularly with our neighbouring flank stations and their volunteer crews." A spokesman from Tynmouth RNLI added that rescue serves as a great reminder to all boat users of the importance of carrying a working VHF radio, life jackets and having means of calling for help.
New banking hub, step closer to reality. An application for signage at a property earmarked for Dawlish's permanent banking hub has been approved by planners. The application sought permission to install an illuminated banking hub fascia sign, as well as a heritage projecting sign, associated marketing posters and signs at 14 Brunswick Place. Cambridge District Council approved the application on the 24th of July. This consent is granted for a period of 5 years and will expire 5 years after the date of the decision notice. The application was submitted by Cash Access UK Limited, a not-for-profit company set up by a number of banks to enable customers and small businesses to access cash and basic banking facilities.
Southwest GPs urge cancer vaccine uptake. The NHS is urging people to have the life-saving human papillomavirus HPV vaccine as part of a push to eliminate cervical cancer in the Southwest. GP practices will be sending invitations to patients aged 16 to 25 whose records show they did not get their HPV vaccination in school in an effort to eliminate cervical cancer by 2040, as set out in recently published 10-year health plan. The vaccine is routinely offered each year to boys and girls in year 8, aged 12-13, to help protect them against catching the HPV infection, which causes nearly all cervical cancers and is linked to cancers of the mouth, throat and genitals. While in 2023-24 academic year, 77% of girls and 72% of boys aged 14 and 15 in the Southwest were vaccinated. The NHS say they believe to be many people aged 16 to 25 who were not jabbed at school. As such, GPs will be contacting those who have not got their vaccine on their records in a bid to reach as many people as possible. Dr. Alistair Wood, consultant in health protection and vaccine preventable disease lead at UKHSA Southwest, said, "We know that the uptake of HPV vaccination in young people has fallen significantly since the pandemic, leaving many thousands across the country at greater risk of HPV-related cancers. This new catch-up campaign is a really important opportunity for us to make sure that no teenage girl or boy, young woman or man, is denied that protection."
Villagers are angry at plans by the owners of a Teignbridge holiday park to allow use of caravans as permanent homes. Devon Valley Holiday Village in Shaldon closed in 2022, but now the current owners have applied for a certificate of lawfulness. A planning statement to Teignbridge Council claims that as there were no conditions imposed on previous planning permissions, there is no enforceable condition on how the caravans can be occupied. But residents and Shaldon Parish Council are making their objections known to Teignbridge planners. However, as the application is for a certificate of lawful development, it means the decision will be based solely on whether it meets the criteria for permitted development or whether planning permission is needed. While comments can be made, they can't be taken into consideration. There have already been a number of objections, with the main issue being the use as a permanent home considered to be a clear material change of use. One objector said the site has been used for a number of years as a holiday park. Dress it up any way you want with fancy legal twaddle, but this application is a material change of use and must be rejected on that basis. It was agreed Shaldon Parish Council write a strongly worded letter reflecting that it and residents object to the proposals. According to the planning statement, the only control is over a two-month period during which occupation is prohibited. It claims for the remaining 10 months of the year, the caravans may be occupied as a person's sole or main place of residence. Statement continues, as a resident who occupies one of the caravans on the site for 10 months of the year as their main place of residence would not be in breach of the condition. Objectors insist the park was only ever used as holiday accommodation in the past. The new owners, who took over 8 months ago, said, "We concluded that the park, after 20 years of visible lack of investment, was neither profitable nor reflective of the standards we want to offer guests. To continue running this park in its current format was no longer viable."
Garden Society's summer show this weekend. Dawlish Garden Society will be celebrating their 165th anniversary at their annual summer show in the town this weekend. The event takes place on Saturday, the 9th of August, at the Strand Centre in the town and will feature numerous colourful displays of flowers, produce, arts and crafts, in addition to the Dawlish in Bloom photographic competition. Judging for all categories commences at 9 a.m. and the show opens its doors to the public from 1 p.m. with the annual plant sale taking place outside the centre from 10 a.m. Admission to the show is free and the event concludes with the prize giving and raffle draw at 4 p.m. For information, see the Society's website.